The Senate Agriculture Committee's version of the 2012 Farm Bill is now up for consideration on the floor of the U.S. Senate. Oklahoma's junior senator, Dr. Tom Coburn, has offered several amendments to the bill, but says the Senate bill is almost a hopeless cause. The bill's price tag of $984 billion over 10 years increases costs by 60% over the last farm bill. The majority of the increases were mandated to nutrition programs by the stimulus bill, the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009, and are off the table. Beyond those cost factors, Coburn says, the bill's direction is all wrong.
What we need to do is let farmers do what they do best, and that's farm. And we've made it so complicated with government programs, whether it's the EPA or now OSHA or all this other garbage that's going into our production agriculture, where the government's interfering with farmers' best judgment has created a lot of costs on the farm. The farm bill ought to be is to create a stable environment where farmers who know how to farm can actually leverage their risk and have a backdrop in case they either have a bad crop or bad prices, because we want them to stay there. And, you know, if across the country in the last 3 or 4 years we've had wonderful prices, nobody knows what those prices are going to do. So what we ought to have is a system that says, here's something that if we're caught in a severely down price, that we're going to protect our production agriculture. But what this farm bill does is, it guarantees with ARC and the flood insurance program, it guarantees everybody 90% of their revenues, even if prices decline, and the federal government picks up the tab. So we've gone from a safety net for farm to guaranteeing the philosophy of this farm bill is guarantee if you're a farmer, you got it made.
Coburn says the Senate bill does not adequately address the financial realities the country finds itself in at this time.
You know, we're going to be changing a lot of things in this country in the next 2 to 4 years, or the world financial market's going to be changing it for us. So we're going to do it. I think this bill doesn't do everything it needs to do, and realistically, there's not any other businesses that we're treating like production agriculture. There's probably not any other businesses as important to our survival as agriculture. But we have farm incomes the last 4 years on an upward slope, and we're going to write something that's going to guarantee that income, and we can't afford to insure it. And basically, the crop insurance program is going to cost a whole lot more than what they estimate.
And why is that?
Well, because, first of all, you're not going to continue to see these prices. You may, and if you don't, if we see these prices hold the next 5 to 6 years, that'll be great for the farm community. But the point is we're still going to subsidize 62% of all crop insurance and 70% of all ARC, which is Agricultural Risk Coverage Program. So basically the federal government's going to pay for the vast majority of the insurance on this rather than the farmer. And, we have other ways to hedge. You can forward contract. You can hedge on the futures markets. But what we're going to do is take all that away, and so you don't need to do that. We're going to guarantee it. And since we're going to subsidize it, we're going to take away the hedging, and we're just going to say the government's going to cover you.
Coburn says he does believe farmers need crop insurance, but he's not sold on the way crop insurance is handled in the Senate's bill. He says the unintended consequences will adversely affect new farmers and conservation programs.
The other thing that the crop insurance program does is because we've made it so lucrative, we've raised, one of the things that's happened is we've made it very difficult for young farmers to ever get a foothold in terms of owning any land, because we're disproportionately increasing prices of land for any young farmer that wants to come in and try to start. We've made the price of land because we're guaranteeing what can come off of that land in terms of price, and then people back that down and say, what's the internal rate of return on the land? And so what we've done is falsely elevate some of the prices of land. The other thing we're going to do is we're going to have farmers farming land that we shouldn't be farming because we're going to insure it. And so what that's going to do is put some of our conservation programs at risk and pump up the cost of the conservation programs, because we're going to have to compete with something we're subsidizing on the other side.
In an effort to shore up some of the difficulties he finds with the crop insurance program, Coburn offered an amendment with Illinois Senator Dick Durbin to reduce subsidies to some of the largest producers.
Well, all that says is there's an upper limit on, if you have an adjusted gross income of $750,000 off your farm that year, then we ought to cut the amount that we subsidize your insurance by 15%. We're just saying if you're more well-to-do than the guy that's making 70 grand, maybe you ought to participate a little more in the cost of this program. And there hadn't been any other farm programs that we haven't had income limits on anyway.
Coburn says the point is not to eliminate crop insurance as a risk management tool, but he is afraid the Senate version of the farm bill will destroy other private sector avenues of risk management and force taxpayers to unfairly subsidize large producers.
I think crop insurance is fine, but I think we don't want to totally get away from farmers forward contracting or hedging their risks. And what I see happening with this crop insurance program is people are going to do that because you're not only guaranteeing yield, you're guaranteeing price. And the federal taxpayer, the average hard worker in Oklahoma that has nothing to do with agriculture that's making $40,000 working in a factory for a service job, is subsidizing with his tax dollars your crop insurance.
Furthermore, Coburn says, the country needs to ask itself some important questions regarding crop insurance as envisioned in the Senate bill.
Would there be no crop insurance market if the federal government wasn't in it? That's a question we ought to ask. And, oh, by the way, what's the premium commissions that the guys that sell it, how much are they making out of this? Is there real competition in the insurance market for crops? No, there's not. So one of the things we ought to do is how do we create a competitive market? How do we create a market that stands on its own? And then if we need to subsidize it, how much do we need to subsidize it based on what the – and maybe we ought to have a variable subsidy that looks back based on what happened the year before in terms of prices and yields. So I'm just saying I think there ought to be a crop insurance program, and I'm for that. But I want insurance to be real indemnification. And what we've written into this farm bill with ARC and with the crop insurance is we're guaranteeing your revenue.
Even though he's offered several amendments, Coburn says he's not optimistic about their chances.
They're not going to allow the amendments up. Very few amendments are going to go up. I'm really discouraged what the majority leader's done. This bill, we've been on this bill 5 days. We could have already passed 50 or had votes on 40 or 50 amendments. They don't want it. This is all game playing. I don't even think Harry Reid wants a farm bill to pass.
Given his lack of confidence in his Senate colleagues, Coburn says he hasn't given up on the farm bill entirely.
The person I really trust on this is Frank Lucas. And the difference between the Senate bill and what they're writing over there couldn't be different, more different. And so I look forward to seeing what Frank finalizes and thinking about embracing what he's doing rather than what the Senate's doing.
Even if both the House and the Senate pass their versions of the farm bill, Coburn says he does not believe the conference committee will be finished with its work by the September 30th deadline. For the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Jim Appel.